Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you on the road, is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right towards the bottom of those thinner lines at the top of the daf. Before we begin, let's remember that we have a number of different issues. First of all, what is considered to be a flock that can then be all incorporated into one area, which is called the deer, and that deer is like an enclosure. And you have to let the animals out one by one, and then the tenth one that comes out, as we're going to see later on, you paint it, you put a mark on it with some color, and that is the one that is ma'aser. Obviously, we're going to be talking about only those animals that are considered to be chayev, as we spoke about before, and those are things that were actually born to you, not that you purchased, not that you got as a gift. And there are other issues that we're about to discuss in this mishnah that also make an animal unacceptable for meiser, and therefore it will not be part of the ten. And we've discussed things before. So the mishnah begins with the word hakol, which is always an issue. Hakol, the Gemara is going to ask, what exactly do we mean to add by saying hakol? But in any event, let's take a look at the mishnah as it is. Hakol mechpasim ledir leitaser, all types of animals, whatever their circumstances, would go in to the enclosure to be taken off of Meiser, unless they are as follows. Chutz min hakilayim, other than mixed mating. So let's say you had a child that came from a goat and a sheep, which can mate and have a child. Utrefa, if there's anything wrong with it internally, is trefa. Yotze dofen, if it was born not through a normal vaginal delivery, it was born through a cesarean. B'chusar zman, if it's not old enough now, meaning that it's not 8 days from the time that it was born, we know that this is a machloket we saw earlier, but this is the dat of the chachamim. V'hayatom, the Gemara is going to explain to us precisely what a yatom is supposed to mean. An orphaned animal is a little bit of a strange idea. We're going to see that it means one, the mother, one is paresh lemavet, the mother dies at the instant that the child is born. And that's what we mean. Ezehut yatom, what do we mean when the mother died? Kosher meta imo, or nishchata v'chakach yalda, which doesn't seem to make sense. The mother died and then the child was born, which of course is not really possible. And if it was taken out through an operation, then it wouldn't be a normal delivery. And we already said that that's not chayev. So the Gemara will clarify this. Rabbi Yoshua Amer, afilu nishchata ima, even if the mother had already been shechted, and the shelach, kayam, the skin of the mother was still around at the time of the leida, that is not considered to be a yatom at all. And the Gemara is going to explain that a little bit more. So, we said in the Mishnah that we cannot accept kilayim, trefa, yotzidofen, mechusar zman, and yatom to be part of the ten animals that are going to, minimum, of course, that you're going to be taking the ma'aser from. You know what I mean? Like, how do we know that those things are not included in the chiyuv ma'aser behima? To Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says when it comes, in general, to korbanos, so it says, shor, o kesev, o eis, ki yiva leid, v'haya shivat yamim tachat imo, u'miyom ha'shmini v'hala yiratzeh l'korban yishel Hashem. We're going to take that pasuk, and we're going to analyze every single word in it separately. Shor, O kesev, now that word O is extra, because it's not necessarily just a short kesev is. So the O comes to tell me that only if the animal is included within the general types of animal, which is either a complete shor or a kesev. So that means prat l'kilayim, an animal that was born of a mixed baby. That is not considered to be roi for a korban. Then the additional O A's, that comes to tell me prat l'nidmet, has to look like an A's. So in other words, even if its father and mother were both of the same species, but the child through a mutation looks like something else, not included. Ki yiva leid, which is born. And that means prat l'yotze dofen. It has to be born normally, not through cesarean. The ayashivat yamim, it has to be 7 days after 7 days, and it's 8 days plus, and from that up, 8 days up. Prat l'mechusar zman, if it's not that old, it can't be brought on the mizbeach, and therefore, since it's not roi l'mizbeach, it cannot be put into the dirli taser. Tachat imo, that tells me that its mother has to be there. Prat liyatom. And yatom is not royal akrova. This is a general din. This is not specific to maaser. We're just saying that since the point of the maaser is that it should be ro'u l'korban Hashem, anything which the Torah already excluded from being suitable for a korban is not included in the chiyuv of maaser at all. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Kalmer, Nema, Kanan says, by Maaser Behema, Kol Asher Yavor, Tachat HaShavet. Nema, Lahalan, it says, by Kodashim, it says, by Yashivat Yamim, Tachat Imo. Therefore, we now understand that it's not just a question of it needing to be suitable for a korban, because that's what it's for. I mean, after all, what if it had a mum and you could just eat it? So therefore, we learn out from here that the Torah is specifically coming to tell us with the Gzera Shava of Tachat HaShavet, the Tachat Imo, that just like Malalan by Kodshim, we understood that Kodshim excludes Prat L'Chalev HaShemot Alalu, any of the above, the Kelayim, the Nidbe, the Trefa, the Yatzidofa, the Bechus Zman, the Yatom, Afkan by Maaser Be'ima, it means Prat L'Chalev HaShemot Alalu, none of those above issues are included in the Chiyuv of Maaser. So we have a Gzera Shava, and without that Gzera Shava, we would have said, look, I mean, even things that are not royal akrava, since it's possible to make the Maaser, and then if they get a mum, we could still eat them, so that should be actually okay. And the truth is, there are other things that are not royal akrava, as we're going to see later on. So we have cases where, say, an animal was used for sexual purposes, or it murdered somebody, or so on. All of those are used to hire a whore with, or whatever. So all of those things are excluded from the Mizbeach, but nonetheless, they're not excluded from Maaser. So it must be that this pasuk is specific to excluding these issues. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, so just like over here, Umar Khan, just like Maaser Behima, it doesn't say anything about Trefa by Kutchim, but just like Maaser Behima, it says, Kol Asher Yavor. And from Yavor, we understand that it has to be well enough to go under its own power, and that teaches us Prat L'Trefa, that an animal that is sick, and there's the 18 Trefot, and this could see, even though only one of them literally would make it incapable of walking, but we learn from that to all of the trefot. So something that is not included in Yavor means Prat L'Trefah. So too by Kodashim, Prat L'Trefah, and therefore it works in both directions, this Gzera Shava. So from Kodashim we learn to Maaser Kelayim Nidbek Yotzidov B'chus Zman Yatom, and from Maaser we learn to Kodashim Trefah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochel Broka, we learn out actually the Kodashim from here. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that hakol niktasim. And as we pointed out there, hakol has got to mean something. As you could just say that the following, behemot, kilayim, trefa, yotzidofen, is not niktasadi litaser. If coming to me hakol niktasim, that must be coming to add something. What is it coming to add? Latuyimai. Answers the Gemara, latuyadetanarabana. Haroveya vahanirva vahamotz, exactly what we were talking about before. So you had an animal that was an actual the active sexual partner with a human, or hanirva was the passive sexual partner to a human, or it was a mukta, so it had been set aside for, brought to an avodah zara, or in itself was the avodah zara, was nevad, or it was an etnan, so someone had paid off a prostitute for his services with this animal, or it was a mechir kelef, so it had been used to purchase a dog in exchange, or it was a tumtum, so that its genitals were indecipherable, it was covered over with a membrane, or it was an androgynous, which means exactly as it does in English, androgynous, so it had both sets of genitals, confusing to us. Kulam nechtasim l'dir l'taser. All of the above are not suitable for a korban. Nonetheless, they are suitable for maaser. And that's why it says, akol, to teach me, you should know, those things are included. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudam, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, tumtum androgynous, inechtasim l'dir l'taser. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Shita is, as we saw earlier, that tumtum androgynous are not included in the normal types that are considered to be almost a different sex. Eskimo. What does our Tana hold, who exactly had these differences? I mean, if you learn Tachas, Tachas, Mikodashim, the way Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka learns. Okay, so why don't we include Raveya, Nirva, Mukta, Nevades, Amachir, Tumta, Vajroganes? All of these things should be excluded because they're not really to be brought on the Mizbeach like other Kodashim. If it's a Gzera Shava, what right do you have to artificially limit the Gzera Shava? Either it's supposed to be like Kachem or not supposed to be like Kachem. So these things Namilo. The Eloi Yal, if he's not learning Tachas Tachas B'Kadashim, then how does he know to exclude Kalayim Shrefa Yotzidav and Chusuzman and Yotom either? So how can you have it halfway? Minole, where would he know that from either? Answers, well, of course he learns it. Tachas Tachas B'Kadashim. Liolam Gomer, the reason that he learns that all of the second list are not included in the mission, therefore they can be brought into the Dir Litaser, is because each one of them, the Torah has indicated specifically that they are kosher for Maaser. Where is that? Rachmona Rabbeinu, the Torah has added them in because, look, take a look at this pasuk. Ki moshchatam behem mumbam lo yiratzu lachem. So we have over here the description of an animal which, l'chora, is an animal that has a mum, and yet it says, mashchatam b'hem, their degeneration, their perversion is in them. Now Rabbi Shmuel had taught us, Rabbi Shmuel, that komakom shenemar bo hashchata, the word perversion, is clearly, always refers to, dvar erva, something sexually perverted, or avodah zarah, which is mentally perverted. And dvar erva, how do we know that? Because by the Mabul it uses that word. By the Mabul, which was a case of sexual perversion, it says hishkit kol basar tar kol ala aretz. And that is dvar erva. Avodah zarah, we know because in the description of the lav, not worshipping avodah zarah, so it says, ten tashchitun, maybe you will be mashchit your ways. And what does that hashkata consist of? Ve'asitem lachem pesel tumenat kal sama, tavnit zachar nekeva. So from there we see that we use that word tashchitun for the making of an avodah zarah. So that means that the Torah is making an equivalence between hashkata and mum. Mashkata behem mumba, right? Okay, then that tells us that only where a mum will pasel, Dvar erva and avodah zarah will pasel, but koshe in hamum poselbo, so too in dvar erva avodah zarah poslim. Now maaser beima does not have a problem with a mum, because even if it has a mum, it's perfectly kodesh and you eat it. You just don't bring it as a korban. So therefore, by definition, hovel apostle beimuma, we know the Torah says specifically, don't worry about its having a mum. Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra v'lo yimirenu. Do not attempt to make any difference in your deer to try to get the one that's a mum to come out first or vice versa, and do not attempt to exchange it. Don't try to exchange the number 10 for another one. So since it says, don't care about the mum, allow the mum in there, so then by definition, moshkatem behem mumbam. So therefore, perversion is not excluded, because the mum is not excluded. So there, that explains why Roveya, Nirva, Mukta, Nevad, why all those things are kosher for Maaser. So Roveya, the Nirva, obviously that's sex, so that's Dvarva. Mukta, the Nevad, that's avodah zarah. The question of paying off a prostitute is sex, so that's etnan zvarva. Mechir, the reason that, even though mechir kelev is not included in any of these things, but since the Torah puts mechir kelev together with etnan zona, so that means that the Torah is treating it, whatever the din would be, is the same, because it's it kishu etnan. So if we know that etnan is okay, then the mechir kelev is okay. Because for some reason, the Torah puts them into the same pasuk. Don't bring etnan zonah and mechir kelev. What the heck is the connection between the two? It's coming to tell me if an etnan zonah is okay, so too is a mechir kelev okay.
So does it make it part of this, make the mechir also sort of under the gender of sexual for all?
Yeah, for, well, not necessarily, but it gives it the same din. You know, it doesn't mean necessarily it's a sexual issue. Okay. Although there is such a thing. In other words, if somebody pays for sex with a dog, that's all questioning ours. Etnan zonah apply to the, let's say you buy a whore or you pay for a dog's services, sexual services. So what would be the din?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So okay. There is places where the Gemara considers that. Tumtum v'androgynous is kosher. Why? Because our Tana holds that a tumtum v'androgynous is just a question. It's either a male or a female. Okay? It's just, you don't know. So you need to have more information. But that doesn't change anything, because Kasavar, our mission, it's a suffix. And if it's a suffix, why wouldn't you be chayiv a meiser? If it's a male, it's chayiv. It's a female, it's chayiv. It's really irrelevant what its sex is, so who cares? Ma'ashenken Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he quotes Rabbi Shimon as saying Tumta van Drogenes is not nichbas, but that's because, remember that his shita is, that a Tumta van Drogenes is not a suffix. It's considered to be another sex. So androgynous is not part male, part female. It's like a different sex completely. And therefore it's called a bria bifnei atzma. The Torah never said what to do with that. The Torah said dafka, it has to be a zohar. And that, where do we know that? Not by meiser, of course, but by kutchim. But miit rachamona gabi kutchim zachar, it talks about by shlomim zachar nikeva. So the reason to stress that, as we saw earlier, is to teach me Zachar means 100% male, no androgynous shtick. So therefore, you know, I can't bring Michael Jackson on the Mizbeach. And Nekeva means Nekeva Vada'i. It's got to be clearly female. Velo Tum Tum Androgynous, which is considered to be some kind of weird new thing. Maser Nami. And therefore, once we know that, we know that we already understand that anything that is possible for the Mizbeach is possible for Meiser, because we learned it out tachat tachat from Kadashim, unless there's a specific limud that it's okay. Tana Rabbanan, hakol nechlesim ledir leitaser. In the Braita it says, everything except for kilayim v'treifa. Devei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda Ishkvar Bartuta, who was quoting Rabbi Yoshua. Omar Rabbi Akiva, ani shamati emeno, you're saying only kilayim v'treifa. But I heard from the same Rabbi Yoshua, Af Yotze Dofen is not Nichmas Adir B'chusar Zman Yatom, as our Mishnah says. So, ask the Gemara, well, I mean, how can you have it halfway? What does the Tana Kama hold? If the Tana Kama holds of the Limud of Tachat Tachat Kol Sheyavor Tachat Hashevet and Shivat Yamim Yet Tachat Imo, so then you have to learn all of the others. How can you limit it to Kilayim V'Treifa? So then the others also, Hani Namilo. And if you don't learn Tachat Tachat, how do you know that Kilayim and Treifa is not acceptable? You know, I mean, Treifa, obviously we know, because the Mokar of Treifa was Meiser, but how do we know Kilayim? Ilo Gomar, I mean, as it stands, as the Bishlama Treifa, okay. Of course we know that Treifa isn't Nichbas, because the Makor of Treifa for Kotchim, we were just learning out of Meiser Behema. And over there it says, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat Hashevet. And since Treifa, one of the Treifot at least, is not Over, so we learn out that any of the 18 Treifot are considered to be part of a single set. If that set is not included in its entirety in the Din of Meiser, so then none of the set is included. Well, that's the Treifa Shein Over, but where the heck would you get the din that Kilayim is not included? It doesn't say anything about Kilayim when it comes to Maser. The Zachar and the Keva is said by Kachim. And if you don't hold Tachat Tachat, so what do you hold? So then Kilayim Inale. Answers the Gemara, the truth is, even the Tanakama does learn Tachat Tachat. And the reason that he says that Yotze Dofen, anyway, is Nichmas Adir Leitaser, is because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said, and we had this before also, that the main sugya is in Masechet Nida, that a Yotze Dofen, Caesarean delivery, is considered to be 100% a normal Vlad. This is there, it was Nogea, the question whether the mother is Tumea with Tumas Leida. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's a normal delivery to be Kodesh with Bechorah or something, because over there, specifically, the Torah makes it defined by the cervix. It has to be Petarechem. Over there, the din is, even if you'd put some type of plastic around it, it wouldn't be Kodesh, because it never actually went along the walls of the vagina when it was coming out. It doesn't get any Kedusha. That's a separate din. That's a new halacha. But as far as the din of Tumas Leida, why not? That would be a typical Vlad, and therefore it's a Vlad. Look, Rabbi Yochanan, this is not like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everybody's made it, that Yotze Dofen is not kosher for Akrav on the Mizbeach. So therefore, according to we'd include it. But Mechusar Zman, why would the Tana Kama hold that it is considered to be included in Meiser, even though it's not included for other Korbanos? So Abelak Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds like the sheet that we had before, that Mechusar Zman is Nichmas L'Taser, because it's no different than a Bechor. A Bechor is born, but it's one day old, obviously. So how in the world are you going to bring it on the Mizbeach? Is the Kedusha Chal? Yes. It's Chal now for bringing on Mizbeach later. Why should Meiser Behema be any different? The Kedusha will be Chal now when it's one day old, and you'll bring it on Mizbeach when it's 8 days old. Why is the fact that today it's not Roy from Mizbeach in any way mark of the Kedusha? That was the sheet that we saw earlier. Yatom, he holds, is the Tanakam holds, is Nichnas Ladir. And that is basically Rabbi Yeshua, because it's talking about Kigon Shashelach Kayam, the skin is still around. The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yeshua Latayme, the Omar Afilu Shachat Etimo, Vashelach Kayam Ein Ze Yatom. As long as part of the mother is around, that's not called the Yatom. We'll see later on the Sforah for that. Ha'id Rabbi Yeshua Ben Sitriel, Me'arkat Levena, Lifnei Rabbi. In our town, we are knowing that if an animal dies at birth, what we do is, this is an amazing thing because I saw this in the Harriet book. They actually do this. Vets did this in England, and it was common. Yeah. So if, what happens if the mother dies, what they do is they take the skin off of the mother, and they use that skin to wrap around the living vlad and the firmans and the other associations that the child has with the mother. This helps for the child to survive. So that means that it's not really yatom, because it's tachat imo, in a sense. As long as the skin is around, the mother is around, so to speak. The Omar Rebbe, when he heard that, said, "Oh my God! At last, Nidgalata Masha Mishnatenu, now the Mishnah begins to make sense. I never understood what difference it could possibly make if skin is around. But now you're telling me that it's actually useful for still being Tachat Imo. Now I understand." By the way, another thing that Rabbi Shmuel ben Sitriel said is that the Chazirin, it's not a reference to pigs, it's a reference to lettuce. Okay, we grow the world's Guinness record of lettuce, and it has 600,000 leaves on a single lettuce. Now, if anybody can do that, outdo that in Guinness, you're welcome to try. So, yeshbo shishim ribo klafim, layers of leaves, okay? And I'll tell you something else, that we have tayish shebekomenu. So we've got the goats around us. You shech them, and they are so meaty. This seems to be really a little bit strange, but the question precisely what this is referring to, that it has 600,000 layers. So what that's supposed to mean is not clear. Somewhere it's a reference to there's the bait. As we're going to see, the Beit Hemses Shalom. The Hemses is the stomach in a ruminant that has little designs like little squares along the stomach layer. And it's interesting that does not seem to do anything, Bizman Hazeh. But apparently it's part of its evolutionary history was that specific enzymes were secreted there, and it was actually a grinding mechanism. So it has these ridges, and they're like little boxy ridges inside the stomach lining. And there were so many of them that you could count 600,000 of these grinding edges in the stomach of the Tayashim. Pam achat nafal erez echad shemekomenu. And one time there was like a tall tree, a cedar fell, and we had six various trucks, Mack truck, Kronot, you know, like the big agalot that we had, and they were side by side, and this was real Paul Bunyan country, and they were able to pass side by side all along one al-Khudo on the tip tippy top of it. That's how wide it was. So we had 16 wagons side beside me. It was a 16-lane highway. Passed over the top of that tree, baby. Let me tell you. And Pam Achat Nafla Beitzat Bar Yuchani. And there was a time that a Bar Yuchani bird, which is an enormous bird, dropped an egg from its nest. Oh, my God. 60 towns drowned in the yolk of that egg. I mean, it was terrible. And Shavrash Loshmet Arazim, and it was a real meteor strike. I mean, it knocked out 300 trees. Says the Gemara, what the heck are you talking about? First of all, that bird never would drop an egg. Mishadile Vaktiv. Does it not say in the Pasuk that Kenaf Rinanim Ne'elasa, that the great, this is the Bar Yochani bird, the Kenaf Rinanim, which is like the wide, really the widest of the wings, is Ne'elasa, it carries its birds all the way up, means that it would never drop an egg. Om Ravashi, yeah, but you know what? That egg had never been fertilized. It really didn't care. So that was Ahu Muzrat Tahavi. That was a weird egg. It wasn't fertilized. And because of that, it didn't care if it dropped. Anyway, we find in our Mishnah, therefore, that Maaser Behima is certainly not a problem of Maaser the way Maaser Dagan is. It's a mitzvah to take off Maaser, but as we're going to see, it doesn't create a problem with something that wasn't Maaser. There's no such concept as Tevel Behema as there is in Dagan. You can certainly use your animals before you took Maaser from them, and which of course you can't do if you have Dagan. So this Mishnah now wants to make it clear to us what the chiyuvim are, particularly because, I mean, if I want to use an animal, must I take off the Maaser as a mitzvah before using it? Or are there particular stages in which there's a mitzvah to take off Maaser? That's what we are about to see. It says the Mishnah, Shalosh Geranot L'Maaser Behema. There's three times in the year that is considered to be the Goren. Now that obviously is a borrowed term. The word Goren is really something that we use by grain. But we already saw, B'shnei Maasrot HaKatuv Medaber, so that the Torah compares Maaser Dagan and Maaser Behema. And therefore, we talk about the completion, the time in which they are suitable for being used for the Maaser, as if we were talking about grain. And a Goren is a place where you thresh your grain. So there's three granot from Maaser Behema, which would mean, translated as a metaphorical statement, there would be three times in the year that is koveya achiv to actually bring your animals together and get them into that deer to be mitaser. And these are the times. We have Bifros HaPesach, 15 days, Fros means like a half a month, 15 days before Pesach, Fros HaAtzeret, 15 days before Shavuos, and Bifros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkot. So says Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai Omer? No. It's on the 29th day of Adar, not 15 days precisely the way you said it before Pesach. We're going to see that seems to be exactly the same thing. I mean, if 15 days before Pesach should be the last day of Adar, why is he saying that is different? Be'echad b'sivan, and not 15 days before, and be'esrim v'tish'a bav, on the 29th day of Av. We're going to see all about where this comes from in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon Omrim, the three times are the first day of Nisan. Sounds like the same. Be'echad b'sivan, u'be'esrim v'tish'a be'elul. And why do they say on the 29th of Elul, which is 15 days before the Chag, why not say on the 1st of Tishrei? Just like they were Koveya on the 1st of Nisan, on the 1st of Sivan. I mean, they're obviously trying to make this a Rosh Chodesh thing, so why not make it on the 1st of Tishrei? Well, obviously, the answer is the 1st of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. How are you supposed to take off Maaser on Rosh Hashanah? So, Mibnei Shu Yom Tov, V'yef Shalah Aser B'Yom Tov, So therefore, since that's the only one of the Rosh Chodeshim that we've been talking about that is a chag, so they made it one day earlier, on the 29th of El, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we said that earlier, we said that you cannot take off Ma'aser Behima from animals that are born in one year on animals that are born in another year. So Rabbi Meir, and that means that we need to define what exactly is one year. When does the year begin? I mean, we have three granot. But what defines the beginning of a year? What's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behima? So Rabbi Meir Omer Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behima. So whatever is born before the Rosh Chodesh Elul is considered to be part of the previous year. Whatever is born afterwards is the next year. You cannot mix the ones from the year before with the year after. If there weren't 10 animals the year before, then you don't have to take off mice for them at all. You certainly can't add them up together. Ben Azai says that he's not sure whether Echad Be'elul is the Rosh Hashanah or Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, because in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say it's Echad B'Tishrei, so that what we call Rosh Hashanah for Din is also the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser. Since he is Mesupak, which one is true? So therefore he says, look, you have to be Machmir. Animals that were born during Elul, Ha'eluliyim, the animals born during Elul, which I'm not sure if they go to the previous year or this year, they have to be taken off separately, because you're not sure whether to be Mitzarif them with the year before, because that would be Kedas Rabbi Shimon, that Echad B'Tishrei is the new year, or whether they go with the coming year, and that would be that's Rabbi Meir, that Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, keep them separate. And call them Noladim. Mi'echad B'Tishrei. Ad Esrim B'Tisha Be'elul Harelu Mitztarfim. So, assuming that we go according to the Das of Rabbi Shimon in Rosh Hashanah and the Das of Rabbi Elazar there, so anything born from the first day of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, for sure, that would be Mitztaref, they would all be part of the same year. Anything that was born, well, let me finish this statement. Anything that was born, Chamisha, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, let's say we have five animals that were born before Rosh Hashanah and five animals were born after Rosh Hashanah. For sure, since Chodesh V'Yashan is not Mitztaref, you can't mix them, so that's for sure not going to be Mitztaref. And furthermore, Chamisha before any Goren of the times mentioned before, that has nothing to do with Tziruf. Five before the Goren and five after the Goren, that for sure is Mitztaref. So then you'll ask me, so then what's the meaning of Shalosh Goronot? So Im Kain, you'll say, Lama Nemru Shalosh Goronot Lama Haser Behima. Why then did we specify these granot? That's a completely different thing. That is she'at shelo higia goren mutar limkor v'lishchot. Before the time of the goren, you don't even have a chiyuv to worry about ma'aser behima. You want to shecht an animal? Go ahead. You say, but I didn't take off ma'aser yet. It's okay. You don't need to. You want to sell an animal? Go ahead. But if I sell it, then the person who buys is not going to be chayav anymore to take off ma'aser behima. Because as we saw, elokuach is not chayav ma'aser behima. Doesn't matter. Go ahead. It's before the goren. Masha'in kain, if it's after the goren, so then after the goren you should wait. Kishigia goren, then lo yishchot. But I mean, if you checked it, you're not chayav anything. You didn't. It's not as if you did a lav or anything. Im shachat patur. The chiyuv of Ma'aser Behima is not a lav, it's not like tevel, like there's a chiyuv chas v'shalom, a nisa v'dei shamayim, anything like that. The whole din, it's true that the rabbonim were mechadesh, like there's a din of tevel because of these granot. Don't do it until you took off ma'aser. But that's a din de rabbonim, and certainly you're putter from any kind of onesh. Okay, now we learned in the Gemara there are three granot from Ma'aser Behima. We had a machlokas what they were, but it's b'fros ha-pesach, b'fros ha-tzer, b'fros ha-chag, is the sheet of the Tanakhama. Ask the Gemara, where do we get, why did we pick three? I mean, you're telling me, mi'ikra din, there's really no absolute chiyuv. The only thing that makes any kind of definition is the question of prior to Rosh Hashanah, whatever that Rosh Hashanah is, Elul or Tishrei, or after Rosh Hashanah. So why did you pick three? So I should not taught. Well, the point over here is Lekabel it's keneged dechorfe. There are the animals that give birth early on in the year during the chorf time. So that would be Bifrosa Pesach, because those are already have been born. So the Chachamim said there's a lot of animals that get born during that period and are ready to be meisered right before Pesach. And then you have the Afle. You have ones that are a little bit late in delivery. So that's between Pesach and Shavuos. So we made another time during Shavuos. And then we have Kaite. We have animals that are born specifically during the summertime. And those animals, we were koveya b'fros ha-sukot. Umayishna, and why did the Chachamim make a takana dafka related to the regalim? In other words, what is that? Why choose the regalim? B'fros ha-pesach, b'fros ha-tzeres. Omre b'tancha b'reide rebichi ish kvarako. The reason that we chose the regalim is the time is because we want be'ima mitzuyala ole regalim. We want, since people are going to be coming to bring korbanas, and this is a time, therefore, that people are going to gather their animals together to put them in the dearly taser. So if we were koveya those times, the people will be selling their animals at that time, and that will make the market filled with animals at a reasonable price. The afal gav ditznan, even though the Mishnah did say that ad shelo yiyago and mutalim kov l'shchad, that it's okay to sell animals before. So you would say, so what's the difference? They'll sell animals even if we weren't koveya the garen. But nonetheless, nechale, people don't like to sell before. People enjoy doing mitzvahs. So nechale, the litavid mitzvah b'momone, a person would prefer to be mekayim a mitzvah and not sell his animals. And therefore, he would be able to be mekayim it. I mean, look, it's not as if he loses very much. You know, it's not an expensive mitzvah, because the meiser, anyway, you're going to be bringing korbanos in Yerushalayim. Or if it gets a mum, you're just going to be eating it like any meat. So it's not really a big deal to take off meiser behema. It doesn't cost you a lot. So I'm going to sell it now, and now I'm not going to have enough animals to go ahead and... I'd rather take off my meiser first. So therefore, they're going to be reluctant to sell. You won't have as many animals available. And therefore we were koveya, this is the time to do your mitzvah. So v'hadar afterwards, v'hadar lezabun v'lecho. So only afterwards is he going to go and sell it, and afterwards he's going to go and he's eat it. Therefore the chachomim were metaken, bring it into the dearly taser, and that way the animals will be ready and available for sale. And why did we use that weird word of goren? I mean, it's a little bit strange to call a behemah a goren. I mean, I understand that Torah compares it to Meiser Dagon, but I mean, it's not really similar. So why did they choose that word to call it a goren? Well, my korele goren, they call it a goren because they want you to realize that the Chachomim were koveya these times to say it's as if it's tevel. Just like a goren, once you put your grain into the goren and now it's completed, so you're not allowed to eat it unless you take off Meiser. So therefore, they want you to remember, we the Chachamim were metakein, even though the Torah is not makban on this, that you should not eat your animals once it's past that point. It's as if it was in the goren, and therefore you should first take off meiser and then eat. Hakol dichlasin ladir liitaser chutz v'nakilayim v'chreifav yosidavim l'chusis man v'ayatom ezu yatom gosh meita imo osh nishchata v'achar kach yalda. Rabbi Shomer afil nishchata ima v'ashalach kayam in ze yatom minani mili ton rabbanu shorol kesef prat l'kilayim oez prat l'nid bekiv aled prat l'yosidavim v'ayah shivat yamim prat l'chusis man tachat imo prat l'yatom. Rabbi Shmo ben Ashur b'yachar b'brok omer nema kan כל אשר יעבור תחת השבט ונאמר להלן שבעת ימים תחת אמו מעלה פרט לכל השמות הללו אף כאן פרט לכל השמות הללו ומה כאן במעשר פרט לטריפה because of the יעבור אף להלן פרט לטריפה. Now הכל לתוי מי לתוי עד אתון הרבונן הרובה ונירווה ומוקצה ונבד ואתנן והמחיר טומטם ואנדרוגינס כולם נכנסים לדיר להתעשר. רבי שמעון בן יהודה אומר משום רבי שמעון, טומטום והדרוגנוס אין נכנסים לדיר להתעשר. ותנא דידן, I don't get it. היא גומה תחת תחת מקודשים, so why doesn't it include אני נאמין לו? V'ilo yolif, so how does he know the ones that he does say are not included? Minole. L'yolam gomer, except that these cases the Torah were marba specifically. Senarach one of Ravino dechtiv ki moshchatam behem mumbom lo yerat shulachem. Metana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Kol makom shenemar bo hashchata eno el advar erva v'avodazor advar erva dechtiv ki ishchit kol basarat akol haaretz avodazorat dechtiv pentashchiton ועשיתם לכם פסח תמונת כל סמל, תבנית זכר ונקבה, וכל שהמום פוסל בו, דבר ערבה ועבודה זרה פוסלים בו, וכל שאין המום פוסל בו, אין דבר ערבה ועבודה זרה פוסלים בו. והי מעשר הול ולא פוסל במומה, תכתיב לא יבקר בין טוב לרע ולא ימריינו, דבר ערבה ועבודה זרה נמי לא פוסל בי. רובי אבניר ואיז דבר ערבה, מוקס ונאבה על עבודה זרה, אתנן דבר ערבה, מחיר יתקיש לאתנן, Tum to manjogan is kasava sveku. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who he ought kasava sveku, miyat rachmanaga bekotshim zachavada nekeba vada'it, velo tum to manjogan is. Ma sanami, once that's true, gomatachatagan bekotshim. Tana rabbanah kon nichnas medili taser chutz ben akilayim vatreifa divir beleaz rabbi Yehuda ishkvar bartuta, shi omar mishum rabbi Yehoshua, om rabbi Akiva nishamati imenu, af yotzitafim chusiz man viyatam. And the Tanakhama, how does that make sense what he's saying? Igamar tachatachan mikodashim haninamilo. Vilogamar, okay, I understand, trefa, bishlama trefa kodashim yavor tachatashevet ktiv by maaser, but that's probably trefa, she no verb, but kilayim? How would he know kilayim not? Minole? Vilam gamar. Will be Yotzei Dofen, so like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, she says that always Yotzei Dofen is a Vlad Ma'al Yehu. To look Rabbi Yochanan and Mechuzer Zman, that's because of like Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, who says that Bechor is Kodesh before its man. Yotom, that is talking about like Rabbi Yeshua, Kagon Shashel HaKayam, and Rabbi Yeshua is the time, Rabbi Yeshua is the time, Edi Omar, Afilu Shachat Atimo, Vashel HaKayam, Inze Yotom. Hey, Rabbi Yishmo ben Sitriel, me arkat livina lifnei Rebbe bimkomeinu mafshitinu damitom abishu metachai miyomar Rebbe nitgalat amar shom mishtateinu. This is incredible. Chazirin, the chazeret in our town, yeshom shishim ribu klafim tayesh mimkomeinu yeshom shishim ribu klafim bebet haemzah shelo, and pam achat nafal erez achat shimimkomeinu vavru shesh esrei kronot al chudot. And Pamachad Nafla Betzat Bar Yochani Vetavar Shishim Krachim Veshavar Shlosh Meot Arazim Umish Adyalei Vachdiv Chnafer Nanim Ne'alasa Om Revashi Ahumuz Arta Havai Shalosh Gironot Lamaaser Behima Bifros HaPesach Vos HaTzeret Ubifros HaChog Divi Rabbi Akiva Ben Azimer Besim Vetish Ba'adar Be'achad Besivan Besim Vetish Be'ab Revelos of Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'achad Benisan, Be'achad Besivan, Besimitisha Be'alul, Velama Omru, Esimitisha Be'alul, Velomru Be'achad Betishre, Vibneshuchak, Yom Tov, Yev Shalasim Yom Tov, the Fiqhi Dimu, Lesrim Vetisha Be'alul, Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'achad Be'alul Rosh Shanala Maser Ben Ma, Ibnazi Omer, Ha'aluliyim, Betasrim Ifne Atzman, because he's Mesopic, if it's Echad Betisha like Revelos of Rabbi Shimon, or Echad Be'alul like Rabbi Meir. Kol ha'noladim bi'echad mi'echad b'tishrei ad esrim v'tisha be'elul harei elu mitztarfim, but chamisha lifnei Rosh Hashana v'chamisha l'achar Rosh Hashana inam mitztarfim. However, chamisha lifnei agoren v'chamisha l'achar agoren are mitztarfim. You'll ask therefore in Kain lama ne'emru shalosh gronot v'maaser be'ema, only because she'ad shelo yigi agoren mutar lemkor v'lishchot. Yigi agoren lo yishchot v'im shachat patur, because the whole thing is a derabona. Ask the Gemara, where'd you get three? Did you pick it out of a hat? Maishna tlat. Omer Rabba Barshilo lekor v'chorfi afli v'kaite. Umayishna ba'ani zimne, that relates specifically to the regalim. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Rebbe Rabbi Chia ishkvarako. That's because we're looking for kidei shetei be'ima mitzuyelo olei regalim. So you'll say, but why not sell it any time? Because afagav ditzan actually yagon mutar limkor v'lishchon, but people don't. Why? Because nechale, firstly tavid mitzvah b'mamoni, and then to be zavin v'lecha. So therefore, it would be included. V'amai kori le goren, the tavla ki goren. So since it's tovel the way a goren is, we use that metaphor. The